This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
More than a dozen brands will run their first ever Super Bowl ads on Sunday, including Skittles, Weight Watchers, and Always, maker of feminine hygiene products. That's the most newcomers to hit the extravaganza of selling since the dawn of the millennium, Gigi Duban reports.
It was pretty tense there. NBC finally sold out of Super Bowl ads 4 days before the game. In 2014, Fox sold out 2 months before kickoff. David Greiner is digital managing editor at Adweek.com.
Due to some of the controversy over the past year with the NFL, there were probably some brands that have traditionally been Super Bowl advertisers that decided maybe this was a good year to not get involved.
And for rookies, that was a chance to step in. But here's the downside.
The risk is tremendous.
Derek Rucker teaches marketing at the Kellogg School of Management. He says a good ad's got to be edgy, but not offensive. But when you're talking 100 million consumers, he says it's worth it. Even at $4.5 million a pop.
That suggests that consumers are going to be willing to spend some money. Like, what slows things down in recessions? If consumers aren't willing to spend, I don't want to spend $4.5 million to talk to them right now.
Besides, Greiner says for that post-game sales boost, one good ad is all it takes. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.